I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Whatever negative thought you have, this is not, I'm not, I can't, I'll never, this didn't, any of those thoughts is also an opportunity. Every negative carries with it an equal and opposite benefit. We know this, right? This is the law of karma at work.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You are now tuned into the greatest show on earth, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all that, this is what you get: the personal initiative to go make it happen instead of waiting for it to happen. Putting all this together, we'll put it all together for you. You get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. You are in the best place you could possibly be. I welcome you to today's show. And today's topic is how to combat those negative thoughts. Now, while we talk about confidence, discipline, mental toughness, staying focused on that goal and continuing to do the work, even when you haven't gotten the outcome you expected, maybe you haven't gotten even a tiny piece of the outcome you have expected yet, despite your efforts, how do you deal with those negative thoughts that come with it? Those thoughts that say, maybe this is a waste of time. Maybe it isn't going to work out. Maybe everything I've done up to this point has been a major mistake and I need to scrap the whole thing and start from the beginning. Maybe I'm just not cut out to be a success. Maybe everybody else is going to succeed, but I'm not going to. How do you combat those negative thoughts? You ever had a thought like that before? Maybe once or twice? How do you deal with those? I understand that we all have these thoughts. Differences, what differentiates one person from the next, the person who conquers their negative thoughts instead of being conquered by the negative thoughts, the only difference between those two individuals is how often these negative thoughts combat us, how often they kind of get the lead on us, so to speak, and how deep we feel these negative thoughts, how long we allow them to exist in our space. How long do we allow these negative thoughts to sit at our table before we kick them out of the house? How much do we allow these negative thoughts to talk? How long do we allow them to hijack the conversation going on in our mind? That's a good one right there. How long do we allow negative thoughts to hijack the conversation in our mind before we do something about it, instead of just passively allowing these negative thoughts to just have their way with our trains of thought? So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Point number one. And again, the topic is how to combat negative thoughts. You must condition your mind with an arsenal of positive thoughts to fight back with. If you're going to be in a battle with somebody, it'd be a good idea to at least know who and what you're battling against and maybe what tools that opponent has so that you're ready to fight against whatever they have to offer. Whatever it is they can do, be ready to fight back against it, or have so many tools yourself that no matter what they pull out, you have something that you can combat their arsenal with. You have something that you can respond with, and know your tools so well. This is also important, because if you have a whole lot of tools, but you can't remember which one is which and what each tool does, that may be a problem because you won't have time to think about it and figure it out in the heat of the moment. So you not only need to have an arsenal of tools, you also need to know how to use each tool. You need to be so well versed in using each of your tools that you can use them immediately without even having to think about it. So in this example of a negative thought coming to fight against you, all you need is a positive thought. All you need are positive thoughts in your arsenal. So you don't need a whole bunch of tools. You just need one tool. You just need a whole lot of that tool. Okay, you just need a whole lot of skill in using that tool. So as soon as that negative thought, even if it's 1,000 of them, doesn't matter how many it is, because you're going to have so many positive thoughts that you know so well, that you experience so deeply, that you feel with enough of a level of conviction that you can fight back against the negative with your positive. See, the more conditioned these positive thoughts are, the easier it will be to fight against the negative with them. See, the better you know how to use all the tools in your toolbox, the easier it will be for you to fix things that break around the house, right? That just makes sense. If I give you a full toolbox when you move into your house and then things start messing up, if you don't know how to use any of the tools, though you have that full toolbox, it'll be a little bit of a challenge for you to fix things, even though you have the equipment to do so. But if you know how to use everything, you're well-versed in using it. You've been trained. You've done it before. You know it like the back of your hand. You could do it almost with your eyes closed. Let me pull out the toolbox. You know exactly which tool to pull out, how to use it, how much to use it, when not to use it, and you fix everything immediately. There's no problem. It's almost like it didn't even happen. So you got to condition your mind. And what do you do with this? In my book, The Mental Workbook, which I mentioned so many times here, you should probably already know the URL. It's dreallday.com/workbook. If you don't have that book, and I know how many copies of that book I've sold, and I know how many people listen to this podcast, we haven't sold enough. All right, so you need to get The Mental Workbook and make sure you are conditioning your mind with enough of these positive thoughts, images, visions of positivity, success, winning, and achievement in your life that any negative thought that comes your way does not stand a chance. It's kind of like throwing ice into a tub of piping hot water. It doesn't stand a chance. It'll be there for a moment. It's going to get in, but it's not going to last long because it is just overwhelmingly outnumbered. That's exactly what you need to do to negative thinking. Point number two. Understand that human beings process 50 to 70,000 thoughts every single day. That is a statistic. So if you're thinking 50 to 70,000 times a day, understanding this, understand that thought is kind of like a food option at a buffet. Because think about, let's say, over your last 24 hours. So you've had between 50 and 70,000 thoughts over the last 24 hours. How many of them can you actually remember having? If I told you to write down everything you have actually thought in the last 24 hours, you probably would not have a list of 50,000. You probably wouldn't come anywhere close to a list of 50,000 things that you've actually thought about. So understand, it's kind of like walking through a buffet. This is like a super buffet. I can't even think of a buffet that is so big that you can't even see everything that's available. Any buffet I've ever been to, I go to every station at that buffet, so I know everything that's available for me to consume. If you ever been to maybe somewhere like Vegas, they may have some super duper buffet that's so big that you don't even look at everything because you just wanted to dig into what you already had and your stomach can only hold so much. This buffet of thoughts that come through your mind that are available to you, let's say, every single day, every 24 hours of 50 to 70,000, you understand at a buffet, you don't have to eat everything you see there, right? I mean, you know that. If you've been to a buffet before, you have exercised this understanding because it's not like you put everything on your plate. There's not enough space on the plate. There's not enough space in your stomach. There's not enough time in a day. You can't eat everything that's at a buffet. You choose. I don't care how big you are, how large your stomach is, how huge your appetite, you can't eat everything at a buffet. It's just not possible. So just because it's there at the buffet doesn't mean it has to go on your plate. And just because it's on your plate doesn't mean you have to eat it. You get to choose exactly what you want to eat at a buffet. It's the same thing with your thoughts. Choose which thoughts you're going to put on your plate. Choose which thoughts you are going to consume. Choose which ones you're going to go back for seconds for. Choose which ones you're going to pay to get into that same buffet again just to get that one dish that you really like. The fruit cocktail or the fried chicken or the macaroni and cheese, whatever it happens to be. Choose. This is a buffet. 50 to 70,000 thoughts a day. How many of them can you actually recall having? Not 50 to 70,000. You can't remember all of them. So choose which ones you're going to keep with you and which ones you're going to let just float by, kind of like clouds going past overhead. Every day on this show, I talk about confidence, the ability to put yourself out there boldly and authentically. How would you like to be able to keep yourself out there, to stand your ground when challenged, to speak like you mean it, both in your tonality and the energy behind what you say? And how would you like to call the shots in your own life? Maybe call the shots in your business, call the shots on your team or in your family. Learn how to do all of the above and more with my 30-day course called ASAP Confidence. What if you were able to go from the average bench player to the starting lineup just through a change in your psychology? What if everybody had to straighten up when you walked in the room instead of the other way around? What if people were falling all over themselves trying to measure up to your standards instead of you trying to measure up to theirs? What if you could generate more business just by transferring your own personal self-belief to that of your prospects and your clients and the people you're talking to? What if you looked at yourself every morning and you saw the first-class person that you truly are instead of seeing someone who is incapable or someone who's inferior or someone who's never going to reach their goals? You will do all of that through my course called ASAP confidence. Learn to put yourself out there boldly and authentically and consistently, not just for 30 days, but for the rest of your life. Get full details and get started at DreAllDay.com/ASAP. That's DreAllDay.com/ASAP for ASAP confidence. Now let's get back to the show. Point number three, today's topic is again how to combat your negative thoughts in life. Here's an option that you have. You can attack back if you want. I mean, you can let the negative thoughts pass. You can just pass on them, kind of like some food at a buffet that you just don't want to eat. Or you can fight back against them if you want to. I mean, if this is your nature or if this is how you're feeling in the moment, go ahead and fight back against the negative thoughts. Now, if you know, this is when you fight back. I got to throw a big if in here. All right, make sure you are prepared and qualified to fight back. If you know that you have worked on your game, your mental game, and you know that you have the positive thoughts ready, you know you have the arsenal ready, it'll usually happen unconsciously. You won't even have to think about it. If you're an athlete, for example, and you know you have worked on your game, but and it gets to game time or time for tryouts, or you're a speaker and you know your material and you know you're really good at what you're talking about, and you know you're going to give people some really valuable, useful information when you get up on that stage and that mic turns on and that spotlight hits you, but then you're still feeling this feeling of nervousness before the game, before the tryouts, before the speech. Listen, you can use that energy. You can use the energy of nervousness to get angry at yourself, get angry at the fact that you're feeling nervous, and use that anger to your advantage. Episode number 678, I talked about why we perform even better than normal when we feel a hint of anger. It locks us into focus. And listen to episode 678 at DreAllDay.com/678. If you want to hear more about that, you could probably still find it in your feed, depending on when you're listening to this. But if not, everything will always be at DreAllDay.com/podcast. Point number four, today's topic again is how do you combat your negative thoughts? When you have any negative thoughts in life, what can you do to fight against that negativity? Here's another option. You can use that thought as an opportunity. When you find yourself having a negative thought, this is an opportunity to you. If you have a thought that says, listen, no publisher out there wants to put out my book, the opportunity is what? I can self-publish my book. When you have a thought that says no record label wants to sign me to a deal, you have the opportunity that says, well, look, I can put my own music out and I can be my own CEO. I can be my own manager. I can have my own company and I can collect much larger percentage of the money because I'm doing it myself. When you have a thought that says no team wants to have me join their roster, maybe you had the opportunity to say, you know, how about I start up my own team and put my own roster together and then we go kick all those other teams' asses. When you have the thought that says anything negative that says, well, this is not working, I can't be this. Someone told me that I'm not this. And whatever negative thought you have, this is not, I'm not, I can't, I'll never, this didn't. Any of those thoughts is also an opportunity. Every negative carries with it an equal and opposite benefit. We know this, right? This is the law of karma at work. As they say, every cloud has a silver lining. Every energy carries with it also its opposite. That's just basic science, that every energy carries with it its basic opposite. It can be used for you. It can be used against you. Anything you use positively can also become negative. Anything negative can also become a positive. So every negative thought also carries with it an opportunity. Deconstruct where your thoughts come from. When you find yourself having a negative thought, deconstruct it and ask yourself, where did this thought come from? Why am I thinking this right now? Why am I feeling this way right now? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? And keep breaking it down until you find out why it exists and where it's coming from. And you're going to find an opportunity once you get to that broken down point. Once you break down that negative thought to find out exactly where it has come from. There's opportunity in everything. You got to be willing to look for it. Your mind has to be open to looking at any energy, even if it's one that you don't want, and asking yourself, where's the opportunity in this? Where is this coming from? Why is it coming from there? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I thinking this? Why am I even having this thought occur to me? And where is the opportunity in it? How can I use this to my advantage? That's a very, very powerful question. If you can condition yourself to start asking it, trust me, it works. If you apply it to every single thing that you come across in life, even things that seem to be have nothing to do with anything, very innocuous, benign, have not going to get you anywhere. If you just ask yourself, what can I do with this? Like, what can I do to turn this into an opportunity? I guarantee you'll get answers if you ask the question. Let's recap today's topic, which is how do you combat your negative thoughts in life? Point number one, condition your mind with an arsenal of positive thoughts so you can fight back. Anytime a negative thought comes your way, the more positive thoughts you have conditioned your mind with. When I say condition, that means you think these things without even having to think twice. You don't have to think about thinking them. You just automatically think them. You got to condition your mind with that. Again, that's in my latest book called The Mental Workbook. Go get it. Point number two, We process between 50 and 70,000 thoughts every single day. Now, understand that every thought is like a food option at a buffet. You don't have to eat it all. You don't have to put everything on your plate. You can't put everything on your plate. You got to choose what goes on your plate. And you also got to choose what you eat while it's on your plate. I mean, it's a buffet. You already paid full price for it already. So just because you put something on your plate doesn't mean you have to eat it. I used to have that mentality. Anything on my plate, I had to eat it. I was raised that way. In America, that's just the way we think. We are consumers. But understand, just because it's on your plate does not mean that you have to eat it. You can throw it away. You can discard it if you don't want it. Choose wisely. Point number three. Here's an option. You can attack that negative energy. When you're feeling negative energy, but you know you shouldn't be, use that energy to fight back. I told you in episode 678 why we perform even better when we get angry. We can use that anger against ourselves and kind of Jedi mind trick ourselves to perform at a higher level by getting mad at ourselves over some negative energy that we're feeling. Another option, in point number four, is to use that thought as an opportunity. Just because nobody wants to deal with you doesn't mean that everything's bad. That means you need to become the somebody. You need to become the somebody that everybody else is going to become to. Maybe you need to become the source instead of looking for the source. Maybe you need to become the help or the person who has the advice instead of looking for someone who has the advice. And there's an opportunity in all of those, but you must first ask yourself a better question. I got a book on that too. Listen, I got it all covered for you. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read the Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to the Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/GAME. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.